The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to go out and about at the weekend. I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator, who's got some great ideas. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
So let's start with a date idea. And you are taking us to?
Cork, the Red County. I picked three different recommendations for Cork today. So first up is space-themed mini golf. You can do this at the Airtastic Entertainment Centre in Little Island. It's an 18-hole course, actually quite tricky, and it's $9.95 per person. They also have a bowling lane there. So if you want to do the two of those together, it's €15.95 per person. You can also try some alpaca hiking in Cork, in West Cork, and you can take them out for a walk through the forest. Obviously, they're super cute, and they have their coats this time of year. Don't
and
make the mistake
along
I made.
Beside you.
Yeah. I went during the summer and they were all shaved. They're all skinny. I was like, I came for the fluffy, curly hair. So this is €75 for two people, and booking is essential for this one. So make sure to head to the West Cork Alpacas website. And finally is the cable car in Dersey Island, just past Castletown Bear over that way, really, really west. You can take a cable car out to this stunning island. It's €10 for a round trip, something totally different.
Have you done it?
I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't. And I'm intrigued. Wasn't it down for a while?
It was.
And had to be refurbished and all of that. But it's now
back
in
up
pristine
and
shape, one
yes.
hopes. Okay. And dolphin and whale watching from a cable car sounds absolutely terrific. A tenner for a round trip. Now, if you want to do something en famille, what do you suggest?
First up, I recommend the Vintage Tea Trips. So this is the gorgeous little bus you'll see driving around the city where, of course, you get some afternoon tea while you learn about the history of Dublin. So they have a festive menu going on at the minute. It'll take you to sites such as the GPO, City Hall, Trinity College, through the Phoenix Park. It's €60 for adults. It is from 11 to 16 year olds, €42, and children from 4 to 10, it's €32. Just a great one. I've done it. I absolutely love it. And this is such the perfect time of year to do it because the whole city is lit up.
So it's like going for afternoon tea, but you're travelling around. And are you stuffed at the end of it? Because
you are. I was, definitely. You get sandwiches, you get little mince pies this time of year. Of course, some like chocolate brownies, all that good stuff, and a mug of tea. Can't beat it.
Where else do you suggest en famille?
Hillsborough Castle is a great one. So they have lots going on over the festive season. You can get a ticket to the gardens. It's €10 for adults, £10 for adults, £5 for children. But this weekend they have Santa visiting. So if you want to get your Christmas lists over to Santy, that is the place to do it. So he'll be there from 11 a.m. till 2:30 on Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Okay. Now, if you're flying solo, where do you suggest?
Gifted is on at the RDS this weekend. I absolutely love Gifted. It is where all kind of the best Irish craft comes to one place. They've also got food there. But if you're looking for unique gifts or you want to learn a little bit more about the great Irish design that we have in this country, this is a great one. It's €12 per person and it's actually running at the minute until Sunday.
Now, you want, for people who've never met him, you want to introduce us to Manachán McGann.
I am an absolute super fan.
He's
an absolute super fan. So he is doing a talk in the Backstage Theatre in Longford where he is talking about rewilding the mind. So this is a 70-minute talk where he explores the rising connection people are having with the spirit and lore of the land of Ireland. Obviously, that's his specialisation and a great way to kind of learn a little bit more about his thought process.
Okay, that's the Backstage Theatre, 8 o'clock, and €17 is the asking price. Now, what about no price, a free event?
There is a clothes swap on in Bismarck in Stonybatter on Sunday at 12 p.m. So this is a great way to get some new clothes without spending any money, of course. And exchange.
So it's a free swap?
It's free swap, yeah.
So you have to bring something along. You can't just mooch in and
walk out with something. You have to bring six pieces of clothing that are secondhand, but make sure they're obviously in good condition, no damage stains, and make sure that they're clean. And yeah, you just bring in your six pieces, get six pieces back. Everybody wins.
Okay. And a new opening you want to draw our attention to?
There is a new Korean restaurant on Camden Street. I'm obsessed with Korean food at the minute, so I'm really excited to try this
what
one.
What is Korean food like?
So it's,
I mean, what does it resemble? Things we might be familiar with. Is it like Chinese food, Japanese food?
Kind of, but a little bit more like, I would say more kind of tomato-y flavours. So gochujang is the big Korean spice that I love. And it's made from like chilies. You'll get a lot of broths. curries, stuff like that. Bibimbap would be a really big one, and kimchi, if you've ever had kimchi before. So dumplings as well. So it's just got a wide range on this menu. If you want to try Korean food, this is definitely one to
place
check
to
out.
Go. Okay, it's called Share Korea on Camden Street in Dublin. Aidan Fitzmaurice, a food and travel content creator. Aidan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.